Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. With me today is Jun Liu, Seth Geis, and John McTavish. How you guys doing today?
Pretty good, man.
Happy Monday, y'all.
It's a Monday, man. It was a Monday.
So today we are talking about the Casada 1974 Robusto. Cigar is 5-inch by 50 ring gauge. Comes out of the Casada factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrappers from Ecuador, binder and filler from the Dominican Republic. Price point is $9.95, and the cigar is released in February of 2019. So, June, take us through your overall experience with this cigar.
Overall experience, I thought the beginning was pretty nice. It's got like a nice, slick oiliness to the profile. Got a lot of good, you know, baking spices, minerals to it. There's some breadiness, but after that part, it was just like mainly a bunch of like minerals, baking spice focused. The softer notes were pretty much gone. You know, medium plus spot, medium plus strength, medium body kind of a thing. I just realized that I actually scored the draw wrong on this. Anyways, doesn't matter. I already submitted it. Construction. but it was okay, man. Just another new cigar. That's okay.
How about you, Seth?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the first third, I think, you know, June kind of touches on it. It's kind of like starts out pretty decent. There's some good flavors. Nothing really mind-blowing, and it just kind of stays that way throughout the whole cigar. In fact, it loses some a little bit, which just really makes it quite disappointing. My cigar was pretty loose, and it smoked like, I mean, it was smoking itself. I think it was just going, so the draw was really loose as well. So really disappointing in that sense overall.
How about you, John?
I can't wait to talk about the smoking time because it's interesting that Seth and I sound like we're on the same page, but on the opposite end of the spectrum for draw. I'm with June. This started out promising and was like, oh man, maybe this has broken the curse of bad cigars from the show, and maybe I'll smoke something's good. And you know, I got the bready notes, got some baking spices, had some graham cracker. I was like, man, this is like I'm enjoying this. Finally, a good cigar. And then it just like jumped off a cliff, both feet forward, some char, tannins, and I'm like, ooh, that's unpleasant. And then the last third was like it was rolled in burnt dirt or charcoal. Like it just, I was like, it was the first time I can remember in the longest time where I was like, I feel like I should just set this down and just call it a DNR in the last third because it's so not enjoyable. But I finished it like a champ. I did find the draw slightly in the resistance spectrum, so like kind of right on that edge between very good and good. And I had a bunch of burn issues. The weird thing is, with a tight draw, this thing like Seth was saying. Now you guys know I'm a slow smoker. This thing smoked in 1 hour and 6 minutes. I don't remember the last time I smoked a Robusto in less than 1 hour and 25 minutes. So I don't know what was going on there. But anyways, Aaron, what was your overall experience like?
I had a similar experience about how the cigar started. I really liked it. It had a kind of a wood and candied cinnamon kind of profile going on. I really dug that. I wish that lasted longer than the first inch. But after that, it was kind of wood chalkiness and kind of like a little floral note that came in and out. I had a very tight draw on my cigar. I mean, it was quite tight. I used a draw tool a few times, and it kind of eased up for a little bit, but then it would just go right back to the way it was. So, you know, I don't know how much effect it had on the flavor, but I would like to revisit the cigar with a regular draw to see how it would smoke. But I still think it was a fairly decent cigar. It never got bad for me. It just became average after that first third. So it's got really low strength profile, kind of pretty mellow flavor profile. It's, you know, one of those European releases that came to the States. So it's made for the people that can't handle any strength. I would smoke it again. I would suggest other people give it a try. I didn't have that big a deal with it, but it was just the super tight draw was just a bummer. So let's get into the score. We'll start at the top with you, June, 6.00. I was next at 5.65, then John at 5.40, and Seth at 3.78. So 6 even, June.
Average flavor profile, pretty good construction. There it is.
Yeah, my 5.65 matches. It was slightly above average flavor profile, and then kind of like the burn was perfect. The draw kind of sucked, so it kind of canceled each other out. 5.40, John.
Man, anytime I score below Aaron, you know that there's something wrong, bad times. I agree with you, and I didn't realize it was released in February. Otherwise, I was going to say, you know, maybe sitting this cigar down for a while might help. But if it came out in February and it's now August, I don't think time is going to help that, which is really disappointing. I mean, I think if it had been good through the first and second third and just average in the last third, I think that would have been a passable experience. I think it's more disappointing for me the fact that it was so good in the first third and so bad in the last third. I just wish it had been average. Seth, defend yourself.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is just, I mean, you know, here's the thing. I'm not really disappointed with the cigar. I'm not even angry about it just being poor. It was just kind of like this guy just going, you know, 65 and a 65, and he's using his turn signals, and it's just kind of like at least speed or getting a damn crash or something. It just, it didn't do anything. I just think it just, I mean, it just kind of declined. I don't know. It's just, it wasn't, I don't know. I think if you're going to honor the foundation of Quesada Cigars in Dominican Republic in 1974, I'd hope it would be better. I know that's a kind of a crappy comment, but I've been rolling with those since Thursday. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, it was disappointing. It's just, yeah, there's nothing to it.
Was this a celebration stick? Was this actually designed as a...
Yeah, I believe that's why it was named the 1974.
See? So. Ouch. Quesada's better than this.
That's what I mean. Quesada is better than this. Yeah. They made great stuff. And it's like, you know, you have, you know, it could be opinions, but it's like, you know, Herklotz and Nat Sherman has some really good things coming out of Quesada. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of like.
We know they've got good tobacco. And they've obviously, Manolo's got a billion years of experience. I mean, he was rolling tobacco back when, you know, fish weren't even in the sea. So I don't know what happened here, man.
Well, and you can't even say that it's like, oh, it was a European cigar, because remember the Quesada España, which then became the Jalapa.
Yeah,
which
man, was just, some those good were European awesome stuff out there. I mean, some of it, you know, lacks any soul, but some of it's really good.
Got soul.
All right, any other thoughts on this one?
If I have to smoke another average cigar from the show, I think I'm going to become a full-on Charlie Minato and just lose it. Just lose it.
You're not there yet, man. I'm there.
I'm getting close. I think you got another 6 or 7 cigars to catch up to me. And then you're going to get the June's level, and then June's going to get to my level.
All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review at the website, developmentpals.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.